Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Well, I got to tell you, the armed forces of the nation of CHOP, which is the Capitol Hill odorous pansy zone in Seattle, those folks behave like a bunch of Frenchmen. I've never seen anything quite like it. But the police in Seattle have pretty much taken control of the nation of Chaz or CHOP or whatever the heck they're calling it. And they are restoring law and order. Over 30 people have been arrested. Meanwhile, in New York City, Black Lives Matters protesters are confronting police. And I'm watching some video, which we are posting on our live show blog. And there is some individual that is only dressed in what would appears to be a grass skirt. I do not, male, female, they, them, don't have a clue. But is prancing about accusing the police of being, quote, illiterate rubes. And the police seem to be in good spirits and taking it all in stride there in New York, considering the fact that they were just defunded by $1 billion by these leftists on the New York City Council. Well, look, as promised, we're really excited. We've been promoting this since yesterday. Honored to have on the Liberty University Newsmaker line the man, the legend, the great American patriot himself, Ted Nugent. Ted, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. I feel welcome. Are you prepared for all the positive spirit and energy me and my dogs are bringing to you over the telephone at this crazy time?
Ted, I am prepared. Just bring it, my friend. You know, in the last hour of the show, we had Mark McCloskey, that great American patriot, the homeowner with the AR-15 on the front lawn of his house. And there's concern that the prosecutor might throw this poor guy in jail.
Well, Todd, you know, I thought Blazing Saddles was funny. This is, if it wasn't so harmful and so disastrous for the American dream, you have to laugh at the conditions of an American city where the cops turn tail and run away from basically goofball hippie stinkers in Seattle. And then you have a guy that executes the most pure instinct of defending his precious life, a gift from God, from proven terrorists and arsonists and murderers. I mean, their modus operandi is well established. And for him to exercise his perfect Second Amendment rights to defend his life and his family and his property, and then have people who are in positions of authority to find fault with the perfect, natural, God-given instinct to self-defense. I got to tell you, you know, this could be the new Planet of the Apes meets the Cuckoo's Nest, Clockwork, Dayglow, Orange, you know, Twilight Zone. This is fascinating times, but the answer and the response to this cultural deprivation is as clear and present as what the Seattle police have finally woke up to do. We the people have to raise hell with our elected employees, support the law and order President Donald Trump, and arrest bad people. Todd, help me here. I'm just a guitar player. Am I missing something?
No, I'm basking in the glow of the positivity here, Ted. I'm with you 1,000%. And again, I think that when you look at what's happening in this country, you've got the homeowners defending their property, that sweet elderly lady in New York City who went toe-to-toe with the Pajama Boy snowflake a few days ago. Then you have these veterans, these military veterans that are standing guard 24/7 in Lebanon, Tennessee, guarding the war memorials. Ted, it seems to me the American people have basically said, you know what, we're mad as hell, we're not going to take it, and if our government leaders will not defend us, we will do it ourselves.
Well, Todd, you know, those are my people. You're witnessing the Ted Nugent family gang of truth, logic, common sense, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, you know, all that controversial stuff. But let's go to a slightly different path for a moment, if we can. I'm just a guitar player, but I have been privileged and humbled and honored beyond description to have have been trained by Delta Force, the Special Ops, the SWAT teams, the Navy SEALs, the Army Rangers, the Green Berets for the last 40-plus years of my life. And let's identify this great hero, Mr. McCloskey and his wife in St. Louis. Did they do the right thing? Clearly, they did the right thing, defending their life and their property against a known, you know, violent mob. But, Todd, go with me here. There are some basic firearms tactics 101 that I would like to go to St. Louis and help the McCloskeys with, because they were exercising their God-given individual right to keep and bear arms. They were keeping and bearing right there in the lawn. But their tactics leave a lot to be desired. And if America is preparing to defend their lives and their families, they better do a little research and get a little more firearms handling training going on. Because if you don't, you could be your own worst enemy in a tactical moment where you do have to use a firearm to defend yourselves. Do you know what I'm saying here?
No, I do, and I think you're absolutely right there. Again, that is something, you know, gun safety and knowing how to use your firearms is vitally important.
Just this morning, my wife, Shemaine, and I were at the range. We do it for all the right reasons. Number one, because we cherish our gift of life from God, and we know that we have the right to protect it. But we also have a great kind of an entertaining a recreational challenge of the aim small, miss small marksmanship. And the most important thing I train my band, my crew, my family, my sons, my daughters, my beautiful wife, everybody in the Nugent family and the Nugent team, you have to be comfortable and proficient with a firearm if the moment comes, the insane moment, because the psychological dilemma you will face if you are considering lethal force, that firearm has to be comfortable in your hands, and you can't look for the safety. You got to control that muzzle. You got to know how the magazine is detached or the bolt operates. So a little Uncle Ted tech tip for my fellow Americans who value their life and are willing to protect it. You do have to be comfortable with that tool that will make the difference between life and death, as that great that husband and wife did in St. Louis.
You know, Ted, I just moved back home. I was in New York City 15 years working at Fox, and just moved back to Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. And one of the great things here, if you ever get down to this part of the country, we'll have to take you out. We've got a barbecue joint / gun range.
Of course you do.
It's the best of both because it's Memphis.
By the way, Todd, the Nugents have a barbecue firing range. Of course you do. I love Memphis. I like a little hot sauce on my ammo. How about you?
Well said. Ted, real quick, President Trump out on the campaign trail. There's been a lot of, you know, naysayers out there. How important is this election to the future of our great country?
Well, I know that's a rhetorical question, and the guitar player will comment. I'm so honored. I've been in the We the People, you know, experimenting in my self-government for the last 50-some years once I learned my responsibilities as an American. And I raise hell and demand constitutional accountability from my elected employees. And by the way, Todd, as a guy that tours every state in the nation and goes to every municipality in the nation and hunts across the country, every senator, every congressman, every mayor, every governor works for me. They work for Ted Nugent and my family and all of We the People, Americans. And we have to put pressure on them. And that's why we elected Donald J. Trump, because he represents someone out of the corrupt, entrenched, deep state political criminality. And I know those are harsh words, but boy, the evidence supports everything I say. I am humbled. This last week, I was officially appointed on the Donald J. Trump for President Advisory Board. And believe me, when I'm on that call every week, I advise. I advise the Constitution. I advise the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule. We the people in the asset column who dare to earn our own way, live within our means, and save for a rainy day. That's what this president represents, and those opposed to him and us hate everything I just said. It's how can you not? How can anyone not see that?
Look, it's a fair question, Ted. And look, we've got to get this guy reelected. The Republican Party, they've got to get on board with this president. We've got to stand up for America and American values. We've got to protect these statues, and we've got to stop the lawlessness.
Well, Todd, Todd, thank you for, you know, I'm glad to join you at your Truth, Logic, and Common Sense campfire. Thank you for always representing the good families in America who make sacrifices and take risks to be in the asset column, to be a productive member of this great nation. So thank you for always representing that. We salute you and appreciate it dearly.
Ted, kind words and awesome website. Folks, there is a 4th of July sale going on right now at tednugent.com. And I got to tell you that, Ted, the hat is pretty awesome, but you know the radio rules. We can't.
Well, all I can tell you is I'm from Detroit, and that's how we talk. But this is a critical time. Yes, it's a cute hat, but we are selling them across the board because I hang out with the heroes of the military and law enforcement and first responders, and Todd, their hearts are broken that so many in government defy their oath to the Constitution that these heroes have died for. So that's why we sell this hat, that's why we raise hell, and that's why awesome. People are buying them.
All right. Ted, thank you again. It's been an honor. TedNugent.com. Ted, thank you.
Godspeed, Todd.
All right. Great American right there. Hey, Caleb, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's fun.
Ted Nugent.
We've got some big names on this show, but that was a fun one.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean, we had the vice president on a couple of months ago, but Nugent just shot to the top of the list.
Yeah, I'm about to say, easily in consideration with that one for best interview we've had.
TedNugent.com, you got to check out this pretty funny hat. I'm not sure I could wear that at church on Sunday, but it's still a pretty darn good hat about reelecting the president. Folks, we got to take a break. Look, Ted raises a good point here. We've got the future of the country at stake here. Are you fired up? Are you ready to get out and vote on Election Day? I know we have a long way to go. It is a marathon, but we've got to start building some momentum here. We need the big mo, as the Nuge said. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. A couple of rumors circulating out there. Hugh Hewitt says that Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito is going to retire from the bench. We haven't received any private confirmation of that, but this is the reporting out there from the Washington Examiner. Hugh Hewitt says there is a strong rumor that Alito is going to quit. He mentioned this in response to a report that said aides to President Trump also believe that Clarence Thomas is likely to retire this year. I sincerely doubt that. I will say this. I have a source very, very, very close to Justice Thomas. And my source, who is very, very, very close to Clarence Thomas, says that is simply not true. So we'll see how all of this plays out. You know, it used to be that Supreme Court justices would serve until they dropped, but that is clearly not the case these days. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Aaron in Little Rock, Arkansas. Aaron, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to talk about the Lincoln statue, how they're saying that Lincoln wasn't a pro-black president when he signed the Emancipation Proclamation and ultimately got killed because of it. They don't remember that Andrew Johnson is the one that set everything back because he implemented regulating the transition from slavery to freedom and offered no role to help the black community in the South. But they're going to attack Lincoln because he freed the slaves.
Well, here's the problem with your argument, Aaron. You're basing this on logic and fact and history. And all of those things are irrelevant in today's society.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't really matter anymore. You know, not only are they battling this issue at the University of Wisconsin, but in Boston, they actually voted, Aaron, they voted to remove the Emancipation Memorial from the Boston Common because it included a statue of Abraham Lincoln.
Because they're mad because it was a white president that was so for the freedom of the slaves that they didn't want that. They wanted somebody else. They're ashamed of history.
And Aaron, this is, look, you are a wise man. You are very intelligent because you understand what this is really all about. And you're absolutely right. This is you're 24 years old. You are one of the few people you're one of the few people your age who understands what this is really all about. And I think you're absolutely right. They're going after Abraham Lincoln because he was a white man. And it doesn't matter that he got a bullet to the back of his head. Because of what he did. It doesn't matter. That would never have been enough. And so there you go. Lincoln statues are going to come down. I'm just going to go ahead and call it. Unless the president intervenes and they really do crack down on these people causing all this vandalism.
Exactly.
All right, Aaron. Great call. Thank you for listening to KARN. And give us a call back sometime. We love hearing from our younger listeners. You know, they tell us all the time that young people do not listen to talk radio, but we have a lot of younger listeners that reach out to us on the social media platforms. Caleb, how old are you?
I'm 26.
26. We got Avery. He's what? Three? No, he's what? He's 19.
I mean, and a half.
We've got Grace, who is our soon to be new call screener. She's 22, 23. So we've got a young crowd here.
It feels really weird to be working on a radio show where I'm not the youngest one around. It's a very strange feeling.
Well, you're getting old.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's the issue. Hey, I have a question for you guys. I got a note from one of our listeners in North Carolina on the talk station, Jake, and he was in the Lowe's department store. This happened yesterday, and he sent me a screenshot. And the folks over at Lowe's had a message up. They had a sign, a placard, that said they were running low on coins. Have you guys heard about this? It says, attention customers, the U.S. is currently experiencing a coin shortage. Please use the correct change or other form of tender if possible. We apologize for any inconveniences I may cause. So anyway, I'm wondering if you guys have seen similar signs popping up in your local businesses. Do we have a coin shortage in America?
Well, I'll tell you what, my dad doesn't, because he still has every coin he's ever had in his life in a bowl.
I think that's the problem, is that people, you know how people do it. They put the coins in the, in the piggy bank and they hoard.
Oh, yeah, they put them in the big bowl. They're like, oh, I'll cash these in later. And then they never do. And it just keeps piling up.
So television station KCCI out of Des Moines, Iowa, they've also they're also reporting a coin shortage in Iowa. And they say signs are popping up all over the place, and they're asking people to pay an exact change or use a credit card or a debit card. And according to KCCI, the U.S. Mint is producing fewer coins during the pandemic. And as a result, that means fewer coins are being circulated, and that means, you can't get a nickel down at the local Home Depot. Or the Lowe's. So there you go. All right, 844-747-8868. Alan West coming up next. Hope he's doing well. We're going to talk to him. ToddStearns.com, the website. We'll be right back. I got to tell you, we told you it was going to be a blockbuster show today. Mark McCloskey, the homeowner in St. Louis, standing on the front lawn of his house in the first hour. Ted Nugent just a few minutes ago. And you say, Todd, you got to slow down. You got to pace yourself. We cannot do that, because on the newsmaker line right now, we have our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, great American patriot. Colonel West, how's it going today?
Well, how are you doing, Todd? And I think you're on the downhill slope now. I mean, you brought me in, so I think hit the... Yes, but it's good to be with you, and thanks to everyone in your listening audience. for their thoughts and their prayers. We know what happened back on the 23rd of May, Memorial Day weekend, and I'm a walking miracle, and it's God's grace that I'm here talking with you.
Well, you had a lot of prayer warriors out there, and I know our team, we lifted you up in prayer, and I got to tell you, I was stunned to see you just not too long after that, up and about and walking. I think I would have been still laid up in the hospital, but you're a beast, Colonel West.
Well, I don't know about being a beast. It hurt, man. Okay, but you had to get up, and you had to get up. You had to get at it. And, yeah, it was about 3 days after the accident. I got out and walked 2 miles, and then, you know, I was able to get in a mile of walk and run. And then 1 week afterwards, I put in a 2-mile run. And now I'm up to about 4.5 miles, even with the shoulder surgery that I had 3 weeks ago.
Is that right? That is just amazing. Just amazing. Well, praise the Lord for that. Colonel, a lot going on in the country, and we've been following the developments out of the University of Wisconsin Madison, the Black Student Union, demanding the statue of Abraham Lincoln come down, and they say it's not that they acknowledge he freed the slaves, but the problem they say is he was not pro-black enough. And that's why the statue needs to come down. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, I respond to that by what George Santayana said back in 1928. Those who refuse to learn from history are not just doomed to repeat it. They're doomed to be ignorant of it. You know, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, you know, they came about because of the efforts of Abraham Lincoln. You know, when I look at here in Texas, Juneteenth of 1865, that was the day when the slaves finally were told that they had been emancipated because of the Emancipation Proclamation. And then 2 years later, those same freedmen created the Republican Party of Texas because of the first Republican president who gave them that path to being free, to being citizens, and having the ability to vote. And that's why we came out with this documentary on Juneteenth called Uncle Tom. The executive producer is Larry Elder, one of the great minds, conservative minds in talk radio out there, because we've got to get the truth out. And when I think about these young black kids that are out there, you know, supporting an organization with an oxymoronic name, Black Lives Matter, they're not focusing on the white supremacy and the racism of Margaret Sanger and the fact that Planned Parenthood has the blood of close to 20 million unborn black babies on their hands. I mean, where are they standing on that? So, again, this whole thing is an ideological movement. It is not about truth. It's not about history. And it's not about the ills and the issues that the black community are facing today in all these major urban population centers.
I was watching this extraordinary interview you had with Mark Levin over the weekend on Fox News Channel, and you raise a great point. I mean, we literally have American corporations that are terrified of doing anything that would oppose the Black Lives Matter mob out there.
Yeah, and it's a Marxist organization. This organization is not talking about the issue of fatherlessness in the black community. They haven't gone to Chicago and said anything about the black-on-black crime in Chicago, the shootings. In the past 3 weekends, we've seen over 300 shootings. We have seen, you know, I believe over 30 that have been killed, to include a one-year-old in Chicago. They're not talking about the most important civil rights issue, which is the education opportunity scholarships, education freedom. They're not talking about that. So, again, when I see these corporations to the tunes of over $460 million is what Black Lives Matter has been able to raise in the last month or two, you know, English Premier League, the soccer league over there across the ocean, having Black Lives Matter patches on their jerseys. This isn't an avowed Marxist organization. They don't care anything about the issues facing the black community. What they care about is advancing the ideological agenda of the progressive socialist left. And we don't have enough people with the courage, the commitment, the confidence, and the character to do their due diligence and call this organization out. I'm going to do that.
But isn't that a brilliant strategy on their part? They have literally enveloped themselves in this cloak of racism, which, you know, everyone's terrified of talking about in this country. So this has nothing to do with black lives. This has everything to do with advancing a Marxist agenda and destroying the country.
No, without a doubt. And the thing is, if you come and stand up against them, the first thing they say, don't Black Lives Matter? Well, our response would be, which Black Lives? Because obviously, when you think about the unborn in the Black community, when you think about the shootings and the murder and the gang violence, the fatherlessness, the lack of good quality education, the lack of economic opportunities in the Black community, those lives, those livelihoods don't matter. So which lives are you talking about? You know, last year in 2019, the number for white police officers shooting unarmed Black men was 9. In 2019, what did I just tell you? 300 shootings in Chicago over the last weekend. Those weren't white cops shooting Black males or shooting anybody. That was Black on Black crime. But we need to challenge this organization and say, what do you really stand for? And all you have to do is go to their website and they tell you. You have the two of the three founders of Black Lives Matter have said, we are trained Marxists. That's an ideological agenda. That's a political organization. And what they have done is deceitfully, as the left always does, Todd, they mask themselves in a title or in a name that puts you on defense. And shame on us. Shame. I want to say it. Shame on my white brothers and sisters for allowing themselves to be put in this guilt position.
Yeah, I'm bullheaded. I just call it like it is, you know.
I know. I love you.
but you're right. It's so many people are just terrified. You know, my own denomination, I'm a Southern Baptist, and you had the president of the Southern Baptist Convention telling us to stop saying the phrase "all lives matter." And at that point, you're just like, "Well, come on, guys. I mean, we've got to stand up and address this clear and present danger to the country right now."
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I find so appalling is that we have so many of our Christian pastors and ministers have been co-opted into this this ideology, this leftist progressive socialist ideology. When you have someone such as William Barber, who calls himself a reverend out of North Carolina, that's making the comparative analysis of Jesus to a health insurance company, saying that Jesus didn't go around and heal people and then ask for a copay, that to me is insidious. And we need to be calling out those pastors and those ministers. And I would say right now, the head of the Southern Baptist Convention should step down. If he is of the mindset that we have to stop saying that all lives, meaning all souls, matter, then he's in the wrong business.
Well, yeah, it's just unbelievable what's happening out there. Alan, Tucker Carlson, I don't know, somebody's been putting like hot sauce on the Fruit Loops over there at Fox News. That guy's been on fire lately, and he's been calling out Republicans for refusing to stand up and fight alongside this president. And I think he's right about this. If we don't see that happen, they're going to lose control of Congress.
No, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I'm running to be the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, and I was just speaking to a group on Monday, and they specifically asked, why aren't Republicans standing up and fighting? Why are they not standing up against this anarchy, this Marxism, this progressive socialism? Why aren't they saying anything? And it is very disconcerting because even here in the great state of Texas, the Lone Star State, where people think this is a bastion of conservatism, every single major urban population center is controlled by the left. And when you look at the despotic and tyrannical policies that they are ruling, not governing by, that should cause us all concern. And we need Republicans to stand up and stop being afraid of being demonized and denigrated and called a name. Because if you are more so concerned about that, then you're going to lose your country.
Well said, Alan. Good hearing from you, and I'm glad you're doing better. That was a scare for a lot of us. So we're glad you're doing.
It was a scare for me too.
Yes, I bet it was. All right, brother. God bless you, and we're going to get you back real soon.
God be with you, and happy Independence Day, Todd.
Happy 4th of July. God bless you. Alan West, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, great American patriot right there, good friend of this program. And we are blessed that the Lord saw fit to carry him through that accident back on Memorial Day weekend. All right, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, we have an update to the Chick-fil-A story, the Chick-fil-A Lecrae story. We have an update. It is going to boggle your mind. 844-747-8868. A toll-free number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And folks, I got to tell you, this show, it's taken off. This has been amazing. Coming up on the three-year anniversary of the program, 71 stations around the country now carry this show. Do you understand that is just absolutely unprecedented in radio to have a show take off? And it's all because of you guys, all of you great listeners, the readers on our website. We came close to 7 million readers on ToddStarnes.com. And all that to say thank you and the team here. And we have an amazing team of individuals who work their butts off every single day to make sure that we bring you news and information and guests that you will not find on other radio shows. So we're just, look, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, when I started this show, I just wanted a radio program that would be something I would listen to. So, you know, who wants to, you know, I don't want to, I'm sure you guys would probably not want to hear me, you know, talk for three straight hours. And so that's why we have so many guests and we love talking with our callers. There are a lot of talk show hosts out there. They don't want to talk to the callers or to the listeners. They don't want to do it. But we do. And I think that's probably the most fun part of the show because you never know what's going to happen. This whole thing is unscripted and you just never know which way the show is going to go. So anyway, thank you guys for the great support. We are hoping by the end of the year to be on more than 100 radio stations around the country. Right now, more than 800 stations carry our short-form daily commentaries, and we're adding on Monday, we will have three brand-new stations in Michigan that carry the show. So look, a couple of days ago, we told you about Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and he was doing an interview with Louis Giglio, who's a very well-known evangelical pastor. He really targets the millennial Christians. And Lecrae, who is a Christian artist, who I know, I know all three of these. I know all three of these guys. And Lecrae was during this thing on race relations. Dan Cathy, in a cringe-worthy moment, announces that he is going to shine the shoes of Lecrae, which was problematic because Lecrae was wearing tennis shoes, and it's a problem. So anyway, during the interview, Lecrae, or during the shoe shining moment, it was an act of contrition to repent of racism. During the shoe shining, Lecrae said, "Why don't you just give me some Chick-fil-A stock and we're going to be good?" And I thought it was a pretty funny line that really softened what was a weird moment. But it turns out that was not a joke. That Lecrae, the Christian artist, was actually wanting, for lack of a better term, reparations. And we know that because a few days later, Lecrae did an interview, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, we talked immediately afterward, and I let him know my thoughts, you know, because he felt like, man, I think, you know, it was so many things that happened in that whole conversation that was like, yo, that needed to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? I got my shoes, dude tried to shine my shoes. And I was like, yo, bro, we want Chick-fil-A stock. We don't want shoe shine. You know what I mean? So it was so many little things that we had to discuss. But so that was one of a bunch of different things. You know what I mean? And my biggest that's the snapshot of a lot of stuff that happened. So my biggest thing that I was trying to communicate to folk to them was, we can't be doing this virtue signaling stuff, just having conversations about race just so it looks like we on the pay. We really got to be about this. You know what I mean? Because I just came from this protest last night. People was burning stuff up and screaming at police. Like, this is a real thing.
So he really wants some Chick-fil-A stock. And the question is, will Dan Cathy give Lecrae a sizable amount of Chick-fil-A stock in this act of contrition. Louis Giglio had to apologize because in that same discussion, he referenced slavery as a blessing to whites. You have to listen to the whole thing, and we don't have time to get into it here. I know the point he was trying to make, but it did not get there, and Giglio came under fierce attack, and it was incredibly unfair. But at the same time, these guys are very influential, and when you try to embrace this Black Lives Matter movement, which is a Marxist movement, an anti-Christian movement, stuff like this is going to happen. And honestly, you hate to say this, but they're getting what they ask for here. It's not right, but they brought it upon themselves, as they say. Because to the point, people like yours truly, the host of this radio program, I don't mind speaking truth to the culture. I don't mind it at all. I get called every name under the book. You ought to see the things they write about me. All untrue, but it doesn't matter. That's just the way things go, because truth is irrelevant in American society. So I'm wondering, for the sake of Black Lives Matter and for the movement at large, will Dan Cathy relinquish all of his Chick-fil-A stock and distribute that to Black Americans? Like Lecrae said, a lot of people thought he was joking. Ha ha, it was funny. It was not a joke. As you just heard, he wants Chick-fil-A stock. That is the reparations. Now, this is all laughable, but it's not. And the reason why is because Lecrae commands a massive audience of young Americans, young evangelical Christians. This is vitally important because Louis Giglio is well respected and revered among millions of millennial Christians. They listen to what these men say. They buy into their view of the culture at large here. And that's why this matters. So this is a fascinating situation. Dan Cathy, and I have no doubt that however misguided this was, Dan Cathy in his heart of hearts was thinking he was doing the right thing by bowing down to Lecrae and shining the man's shoes as an act of contrition. But what he was really doing was surrendering. And now he's going to have to cough up some Chick-fil-A stock, or they're going to turn around and accuse Dan Cathy of being a racist. And now you know the rest of the story. All right, got to take a break. Trish Regan, Spencer Brown, your calls coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.